Jack and Kevin were alike in many ways. They liked playing different games together. They both liked football, and there was much about them which was the same. But like brothers, there was much about them also which was very different. Jack, he worked really hard at school. He did what he was told. He did his homework. When he left school, he was able to go to university. And Jack became a solicitor. That's a man who works in the law. And then eventually he became a judge. And a judge is someone who looks after cases, decide whether people are guilty or innocent. His brother Kevin was very different. He was lazy at school. He didn't do what the teachers told him. He didn't do his homework. And he left school with no qualifications at all. He got a few jobs, but he never worked hard at the jobs. His attitude to his boss was always wrong, and he lost his jobs regularly. And he had very little money. And because he had little money, he decided one day to do something really bad. He decided to rob a post office, to steal the money from the post office. But even though he was wearing a mask, boys and girls, there's somebody there who recognized Kevin's voice. And he was caught by the police, and he was taken to court. And in this story, do you know who the judge was? The next picture shows us. The judge was his brother, Jack. And Jack, as he listened to all the evidence, what the police said and what the eyewitnesses said, he knew that Kevin was guilty. He knew that Kevin had stolen this money and deserved to be punished. And so he announced at the end that he is guilty. And he announced that he is guilty and he had to pay a really, really big fine. That's loads of money. Otherwise, he would have to go to jail. Jack had to do that because Jack was known as a very fair judge. He always did what was right. He just couldn't let guilty people go free. They had to be punished. But after he announced that Kevin had to pay this big, big fine or go to jail, and he knew that Kevin didn't have this money, Jack got up off his seat, and he went down to the clerk, the person in charge of the court, and he took out his wallet, and he gave the money to pay the fine for his brother, so that his brother wouldn't have to go to jail. He took the guilt upon himself. And boys and girls, that in many ways tells us the story of what Jesus has done for us. You see, God is a judge, boys and girls. And God is watching our lives to see if we're innocent or we're guilty. And the Bible teaches us that we're all guilty before God. We've all sinned. Now, our next picture shows that some people think by trying to be really good, giving money to church, giving money into Sunday school, doing nice things, reading your Bible, praying, being kind to people, going to GB, going to BB, doing those things will get them to heaven one day, get them right with God. But boys and girls, it will never work. Because even if you do loads and loads of good things in your life, that does not take away your sin, the badness that's inside, and the bad things that you've done. And so, we can't get right with God, boys and girls, by what we do. The next picture shows us, the only way we can get right with God is through Jesus dying on the cross. Jesus shedding his blood, taking the punishment that we deserve. Remember this, boys and girls. God is a judge who has to punish all sin. Whether we're punished ourselves, or Jesus takes it in our place. Now, boys and girls, let me ask you a question. When you're at school, are you good at your homeworks? Do you do nice, neat homeworks? Well, I've brought some homework that I've done with me here today. And what do you think of my homework? This is my son's. What do you think of this homework? We'll see if put it on, boys. Do you think if I handed this homework in, the teacher would be pleased?
Yeah.
No, why not? Why would the teacher not be pleased?
Because it's not neat.
It's not neat. It's dirty. It's got some HP sauce. Some shepherd's pie, it's got some chocolate and pale marks all over the place, it's wiggly writing, wiggly lines. Those of you who are good at sums, are the sums right?
Mm-mm.
And if I handed that over again, you think I would be all right with the teacher? Oh dear, the teacher would be cross, and I'd be in trouble if I handed in homework like that. And boys and girls, that's like our lives. We try and do the right thing, we get it wrong, we get the sums wrong in our lives. Our lives are messed up with all the sin. Sin is the bad things we do, our bad thoughts, our bad attitude when we're stubborn and selfish and greedy. Sin messes up our lives. But imagine this. Imagine if I go into school, right? And I bring my homework in, and I'm sitting down, and the teacher's there, and sitting in the desk beside me is Jesus. And this is Jesus' homework. What do you think of that homework? It's not good. It's not just good, boys. That homework's perfect, isn't it? Perfectly clean, perfectly right, perfectly tidy. So I'm sitting there, and Jesus says to me, "You take my homework." So I take Jesus' homework. And he says, "I'll take your homework." And the teacher comes round. And the teacher looks at the homework in front of me. Will she be happy with me now if she sees this homework? Okay. She'll think I'm wonderful. I'm perfect because my homework's perfect. But then she looks at Jesus and his homework. Will she be happy with Jesus? She'll be cross because it's all messed up. And boys and girls, that is what Jesus has done on the cross. He has taken our bad homework of our bad lives, and he has been punished on the cross for that. And we go free if we trust in Jesus. Our next picture shows, boys and girls, but this is an important bit. If we're going to get Jesus to take our homework and we get his, if we're going to get our lives nice and clean, we have to trust in Jesus. That means, boys and girls, we have to come to Jesus and say something like this. We have to say to Jesus, "I know I have done wrong. I have messed up my life, like that messy homework, with all the sin that I've done in not following you, God. And I know that I deserve to be punished, but this is what I know, God. Jesus has died on the cross to take away my sin. And I ask Jesus to take away my sin. I believe that he is the only one who can do it." You see, boys and girls, how we get right with God isn't by doing our best. It's coming and trusting in Jesus to take away our sin and to give us his perfect life. Our next picture shows us, boys and girls, a man who lived a long time ago, long before even grannies and grandos were born. A man who lived 3,000 years ago and longer. His name was Abraham. And the Bible tells us that Abraham was right with God, not by doing good things, but through faith. Which is trusting in God to make him right. And you see, boys and girls, there's only one way we get to heaven, which is trusting in Jesus. Whether we're like Abraham, people who lived thousands of years ago, or boys and girls who live in a hostel today, there's only one way to get right with God, which is trusting in Jesus. Now, let me ask you a wee question, boys and girls. If I believe that Jesus died on the cross, is that enough to get me to heaven? Well, let me tell you a story. In our next picture, we see Tom. And Tom was down at the beach. It was a lovely hot day. And Tom was on an airbed, or a lilo. And he was floating out. Now, boys and girls, you ever down the beach, be very careful ever doing this. It's very dangerous. Tom wasn't a good swimmer. And he was floating on the lilo, and he was almost falling asleep. It was so warm. And the lilo, the airbed, was drifting out into the sea. And as Tom was drifting out into the sea, he then heard that noise you don't want to hear if you're on a lilo. He heard, "Sss." What do you think that was? It was actually the air coming out of the lilo. And the lilo was going down, and he was beginning to sink into the water. And remember this, Tom wasn't a good swimmer. And so Tom was going down into the water, and Tom began to panic, and he flapped his arms and his legs, and he began to shout, "Help! Help! Help!" And there on the beach was a lifeguard called Richard. And Richard saw Tom in trouble, and he ran, jumped into the water, and swam as quickly as he could to Tom. And as he got near to Tom was so busy flapping his arms that Richard couldn't get hold of him. Because he was flapping his arms. And this is what Richard said to him. Paul, stop trying to save yourself. Let me save you. You see, as long as Paul was flapping his arms and his legs, Richard couldn't save him. As long as he tried to save himself, Richard couldn't rescue him. But when he stopped flapping his arms and his legs, next picture shows us Richard got hold of him and was able to bring him to safety. Boys and girls, if we keep thinking we can get to heaven by what we do, we're like Tom flapping our arms. And Jesus can't save us as long as we think we can save ourselves. It's only when we come to Jesus and say, Jesus, I can't save myself. Jesus, take me. You save me. You change me. You take over my life. It's only then that Jesus will save us. Our final picture, boys and girls, shows us a boy and a girl in front of the cross. And the final question I want to leave you here today is this. Are you a boy or a girl who's trying to get your own way to heaven by being good? Or are you a boy and girl who realize the only way you can be right with God is by trusting in Jesus and asking Jesus to be your Savior? You see, boys and girls, if we don't ask Jesus to be our Savior, our messy homework is sitting on our own desk and we'll be in trouble when we come before God. When we trust in Jesus, our messy homework is taken away. And we have a perfect homework that God will accept us. But that's only true, boys and girls, if we trust in Jesus and ask Jesus to be our Savior, to be our Lord, to take over our lives. Let us pray. Father, we pray for all the boys and girls here. We pray for every mum and dad and every grown-up here today. That we will not be those who have our messy homeworks sitting on our own table. But we will be those who will be having Jesus' homework put in front of us. Lord, help us to trust in Jesus to take away our sin. To trust in Jesus to be the Lord and Saviour of our lives. Lord, granted we ask. In Jesus' name, amen. Our final phrase, boys, I'm going to have it up there, is, no, you can't get to heaven without S-E-L-V-A-T-I-O-N. Let me just tell you a few things about this song. My niece, when she was a wee small girl, about four, spent a whole summer going through France singing this song. I don't know if the French understood or not. And it's great to teach our boys and girls songs and memory verses, because our boys and girls can then become missionaries, singing to others. Let me tell you something else about this song, boys and girls. In the last church I was in, before I went to it, they had a service which was on the radio. And the boys and girls sang, no, you can't get to heaven without S-A-L-V-A-T-A-O-N, at salvation, being rescued. And somebody rang in, and they were really cross, because the boys and girls were singing this. It's awful that boys and girls are being taught you need to be saved. That's the person was saying. But boys and girls, we teach you that. Because the Bible says the only way you can get to heaven is through salvation, being rescued from your sin. Let's sing this together.